晚上好，我是小恩，每天为你朗读双语美文，带你安然入睡。你可以在微信公众号搜索随时随刻，时间的时，课程的课，收听我的更多双语节目。今天为你朗读的是美国著名女诗人 Emily Dickinson 艾米丽·狄金森的一首描写死亡的诗歌，名字叫做Because I could not stop for death. 因为我不能停步等候死神。这首诗以对死亡的卓越见解而闻名。诗人将对死亡的沉思和诗歌的意象融合在一起，探索生、老、死与永生，书写了诗人对死亡的迷惘以及对永生的向往。在某种程度上，这首诗也恰似一个女子的内心独白。Because I could not stop for death, he was parking pick me. The carriage was just the two of us, an eternal life with seat. We slowly, he knew that without the need for rapid. 因为我不能停步等候死神，他殷勤停车接我。车厢里只有我们俩，还有永生同坐。我们缓缓而行，他知道无需急促。I also put aside work and leisure to return his manners. We passed the school. Coincides with the recess. The children are noisy on the playground. 我也抛开劳作和闲暇，以回报他的礼貌。我们经过学校，恰逢课间休息。孩子们正在操场上喧闹。We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun. Maybe you should say he passed us by. Dew and cold makes me quiver, because my clothes just sheer, and my cape only tulle. 我们经过注目凝视的稻谷的田地。我们经过沉落的太阳，也许该说是它经过我们而去。露水使我颤抖而且发凉，因为我的衣裳只是薄纱，我的披肩只是绢网。We stop at a house, the house as a swelling of the ground, the roof barely visible, eaves below the surface of the ground. 我们停在一栋屋前。这屋子仿佛是隆起的地面，屋顶勉强可见，屋檐低于地面。Since then, several centuries seems to short the time of day. That day, I first guess the horse towards the eternal. 从那时算起已有几个世纪，却似乎短过那一天的光阴。那一天我初次猜出码头朝向永恒。今天的朗读到这里就结束了，我是小安，祝你好梦，晚安。